Good morning to you all who've come to the Cornerstone to join us in prayer wherever or whenever you are in the world. You are very welcome on this last Friday in November. This is the day after Thanksgiving, the United States National Day of Gratefulness, celebrated by people of all faiths and none. It's a day when everyone goes home to the family, an entire country on the move. Let's begin today with Psalm 136, a song of gratitude. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, his love endures forever. Who alone works great marvels, his love endures forever. Who made the heavens in wisdom, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth on the waters, his love endures forever. He made the great lights in the sky, his love endures forever. The sun to rule the day, his love endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule the night, his love endures forever. He remembered us when our fortunes were low, his love endures forever. And rescued us from our enemies, his love endures forever. He gives food to all humanity, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his love endures forever. This holiday marks the first recorded Thanksgiving held in 1621. About 100 people left England on the Mayflower in September 1620, 400 years ago, heading for the new colonies, aiming to profit from a fresh start. Some were separatists, looking for religious freedom outside the not long established Anglican Church. They weren't farmers or hunters. They had landed far north of where they should have been, and it was November. Massachusetts wasn't an empty place. The Wampanoag people had lived there for centuries, fishing, farming, hunting, and keeping society. Giving thanks was part of their daily life. Every forage or harvest, every hunt was accompanied by a prayer. The poorly prepared pilgrims ran out of food and fell prey to disease. If it hadn't been for the Native Americans' gifts of food and care and learning, no one would have survived. As it was, 25 children, 22 men, and only 4 women made it through the year to reap that autumn harvest. In October 1621, over 90 Wampanoag people arrived with 5 deer, berries, corn, and vegetables to join with the settlers' feast. That first harvest festival lasted 3 days. The event was marked somewhat regularly until 1863, when in the middle of a bloody civil war, Abraham Lincoln declared the last Thursday in November a national day of thanks. That war would take more soldiers' lives than 2 world wars and Vietnam combined, some 620,000 dead. We thank the Lord for everyone moved to give of their plenty to those in need. We thank the Lord for carers and key workers who contribute their skills, their daily breath, to serving the sick and the frail, keeping us all able to fight disease and distress. We thank the Lord for all the small things that give us hope. A smile in the street, a wave on Zoom, an unexpected parcel, a phone call, a card. In our gratitude, may we be inspired to go and do likewise. Amen. Those early Massachusetts settlers had a magnificent party, but I like to think that their greatest joy would have arrived earlier that year, around Easter, when the cranberries and blueberries came into flower, and when the green shoots of corn burst from the dark earth. These were the promise of a future life, their immunization against starvation. We thank the Lord for the work of science developing vaccines to protect us from disease. Overwhelm our leaders with waves of gratefulness that this bounty may be shared across the world. Help us all greet today and every day in thankful hope. Amen.